Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, August 14th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Now let's start with diaries. One user sent in some interesting weblogs that are associated with essentially a denial of service attack that he's experiencing against his website. Now, the attack isn't really all that high in volume, but there is enough traffic where it makes his web server stop responding to normal requests. The interesting part is kind of the URL parameters are being sent. They don't obviously look like an exploit, so there isn't really anything like a SQL injection string or something characteristic like that. So our real question is if anybody else is seeing that and what the possible tool may be that's being used here. Google search shows that others are seeing similar URLs. They may be associated with some ad tracking, but the odd part is that this particular user is seeing sort of searches of these requests coming in and hitting otherwise valid parts of his website. So it doesn't really look like someone is trying to brute force file names or anything like that. Now, Google search shows that some of these URL parameters have been seen by others. According to this one user, the requests appear to come from sort of random IP addresses, but they are all part of the same colocation provider. So if you could take a quick look at your logs and maybe see if you see similar requests or if anybody has any ideas what these parameters are about. And then I'm looking for some help to get DShield, our log collection system, ready for IPv6. What I need is a couple of users who are willing to contribute some logs for testing purposes. This would require that you preferably would be able to write your own little Perl scripts and such to submit these logs. Doesn't really matter what kind of logs it is, like what kind of operating system or such, as long as you can convert them into a simple tab delimited format to send them to us. So if you are interested in participating in this sort of very early beta test, please send me an email at julrich@sands.edu or just use the ISC contact page. And then let's not forget today is Patch Tuesday, 9 patches total, 5 of which are supposed to be critical. So overall, an average Patch Tuesday, and we talked about the details before. And for the malware reverse analysis aficionados among the listeners, I recommend you read a report by the Polish CERT about what they found in Flame's code injection mechanism. Now, what they found is that Flame, after it starts up, doesn't just inject code into one process, but actually three different processes that sort of actually inject code into each other and then communicate with each other, probably in order to kind of make it look like a more normal behavior and giving the user less hints that their system is infected. Overall, the chain of injection is very complex and carefully timed, like there are several minutes between these injections, maybe in order to defeat reverse analysis. Really hard to tell what they're trying to accomplish with this other than just stealth. So if you reverse analyze malware, this is certainly sort of a must read for you. Well, and that's it for today. A bit shorter than normal. It was kind of a not so busy day today, but I'm sure tomorrow with Microsoft's patches, we'll make up for that again. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.